Diya Diya. Learn how it says the word Diya by both places. Like Rashi says, Mechai V'lavin, Tiyasiv Be Loyove Mamzer. And it says by Chai V'yesli also, a Lashon of Loyove of Diya. So you learn how Diya Diya, even Chai V'yasei also is Chayiv with a Tchilas Diya. Fed Gemara Yevom Lashuk Minolan. In other words, when your brother dies, and there's a brother alive, so there's a Nisus Yibum. So before one of the brothers give Chalitza Yibum, she's not allowed to get married to anybody else. That's called Yifam Malashuk. So how do we know if somebody else lives with her, he's Chayiv just with Tchilas Bia? So where says the Manashuk? Ilamandi Yom Alav Lav. If Yodi Yifam can't get married to anybody else, is a Chayiv Lavin. So you had already a Drosha Chayiv Lavin, is Chayiv with Aroa. Ilamandi Yom Rasei. If you learn there's Nisra Rasei or Yifam, calls the man there's a brother that's alive, there's Zeke involved, that there's Nisra Rasei for her to get married to anybody else. It's Rasei. So learn that we have before, it be a bia, it's like a mitzri, it's be a bia, that you chayiv with a roh. So more says, Ela yavama li yibum, minolan. How do we know for the mitzvah yibum? How do we know if you want to be miyabim, your own yavama, with the mitzvah bi, with a roh, you kind of. Now the Gemara asya bia bia. Also it says, Lashon bi here and the bia before, b'chayiv the krisis. So both of them, the bia means, atchilas bia. Yeah. How do we know, Stam, like the Mishnah Kedushin starts off, there are three ways you can mekadesh a wife. Either with kesef, mishtar, or bia. So how do we know when you want to make a bia, a shem Kedushin, that you can be carrying your wife just with a tchilas bia, just with a raw? And the Gemara asks you, kicha kicha. Learn now for the word kicha kicha, Rashi said. It says, kikach ish, isha, ubrala. Umehacha yafin in kedusha bia. Ksivacha kicha, ksiv. Hosam the chayiv krisus kicha. She learned that just like chayiv krisus, you chayiv with haro, who then you could be kind of your wife with a bia of haro. Omar Rav, Rav was like this. Lo mali de kosav rachmona shichva zera b'shichva charufa. Why does the Torah have to say specially like by the issa of shichva charufa? That means if a shichva kananis that's married to an eved ivri, if someone lives with him now, he's chayiv the korban oshem. What does the Torah have to say? Shich vazer, as if to say it has to be a gemar bia. What does the Torah have to say it for? Vayta shich vazer v'yeshesish. What does the Torah have to say? The word shich vazer v'yeshesish. If someone lives with a married lady, what do you have to say shich vazer for? There's also mash mechura gemar bia, and shich vazer v'soita. What do you have to have it for? Like, what does the Torah say? These three places mash the averis with shich vazer. Shich vazera usually means you make a gemar b, you go into it completely, that the zera comes out. So the verse is like this. Teshiv v'charufa k'di amara. We learned already that shiv v'charufa, the chiddush is that you're not chayiv with haro. If somebody lives with a shiv v'charufa just with haro, it's a bikilas bia, he's not chayiv v'korban oshem, b'shegeg, only with a gemar bia. That's what the Torah says the word shich vazera. So to say you're only chayiv with a gemar bia. Now, the eshes ish, that to be said, if someone lives with an Eishes Ish, what does it say the word Shich Vazera? To say that you need a Gemar B, it's not true, because we have a Kesha, the Rabbi Yonah, that all the Arroyas is Chayiv, even with the Arroyas, Chilas Bia. And Eishes Ish is one of the Arroyas. So if so, what does the Torah say the word Shich Vazera for? So Mara says, Prat L'Mishamish Meis. That means if you live with somebody else's wife, and your raver is like dead, it's not pecuniary, it's not hard, you just, with the Ava not being hard, you're going to touch her there, you're not Chayiv Misa. That's the Chiddush. Shich Vazer means the Ava has to be the Kishui.
In other words.
Yeah. The Rashi of the Mesh, the Ava Mace below Kishui, the Ain Royal Azriya. So the Ava is that Mace, and you go into an Eshes Ish, maybe you're not Chayiv. That's what the Pasuk says. So Mar says, no, that's a machloikis. Honichluman diyomar mishamesh meis varoyis potter. It's good. If you all talk, if you live with any one of the royis, and your raver is not bekish, you're not hard, it's only dead-like, so you talk a potter, you're not chayiv, it's good. That's what the Pasuk says, Veshish ish, shich vazer would teach us, when you chayiv by all our royis, only if it's royal azri, if the raver is bekish. Ela luman diyomar chayiv maik lameima. But there's a man diyomar that says, no, you chayiv. The machleik is the Gemara in Shavuos, that even if the Eivor is mace, still, the mace you're living with an Eishes Ish, Yechayiv Misa. So why does the Pasuk say, Shich Shich Vazera by Eishes Ish? El Prat Le Mishamesh Mesa. That means after she died already, even after the lady died, you put her. That's the Chiddush. The Sark with the Chamin, I would have thought, even after your wife dies, you're still attached to your wife a little bit. Like we'll see, like Rashi says, it says by Kain. If his wife dies, he's allowed to be metama for his wife, because called Sheiroi, he's still called a relative of yours. So maybe if somebody comes and lives with a dead wife, that he, the person's chayiv misam, kamash mala no. That's why the pasuk says shichva zera. You only chayiv if you live with an eishes ish when she's alive, but when she's dead and you live with somebody else's wife, then you're put. You're not chayiv misa. That's why the Torah says shichva zera. So tomorrow the soita lomeli. Why does it say again by parsha soita that if your wife lives with another man that she's also to you? Why does it say the word there shichva zera? So tomorrow says look at the time like we learned. Shichva zera. Why is the pasuk say the word shichva zera? Prat la davar acher, excluding something else. My davar acher. What's the something else? Amar Rav Sheshes. Prat la shekina lo shloi kadarka. Kina means you warned her. Don't live with another man. Shloi kadarka means don't live with him not the normal manner, but the other way. Don't live shloi kadarka. So tomorrow, Amar le Rav. Rav says no, there can't be pshat. We always darshan mishke veisha ksiv. Mishka v'isha means whenever you live with an isha, you're chayiv either way. Either the normal way or shloi kadarka on the other side, you're also chayiv. So b'zoi, by king or by seita, v'ad yibi chayiv, if your wife lives with another man, even though it was done shloi kadarka, not the normal manner, in the other place, still she's a seita. So you can't say, it says the word shich v'zer v'lafuke shloi kadarka. So Mara says, Elohim ha-rova, prat la-shekina lo derech evorim. That means the husband warned his wife, don't be with another man, derech evorim. Derech evorim, Rashi says, that means stam miyach dodim v'dash v'machutz v'shar evorim. Stam another man was stam playing with a breast, and was stam dash, his eva was not going into a mokom, but stam in the other parts of a body, stam in a hand, in a leg, just like that. So for that, there's no din saita. If your wife was with another man, and they stam played, they had preachers together, she's not osat you. So the Mara says, Omalei Abaya Pritzusi Yasa Rachmana. Like Pshita, what's the Havamina? The wife is not also to you. The din of a Saita is only if she lives with another man. Stam of another man, Stamma touches her, for that alone Pshita she's not also. So Mara says, no. Abaya says, Erech Nami, right? But the Pshaf and the Apostle is like this. Why does the Torah say by Saita Shich Vazero, Prat Lishakina Lo Beneshika? That if you warn her, don't live with another man just with Nishika. Nishika is like we're learning the whole time that his Eva does not go into completely. His Eva just touches her makam. That's called like Lush Nishika, just kissing there. So Rashi ben Nishika, Eva Noishik the makam Tashmish. That man's Eva touches your wife's makam, we're makam Tashmish. For that's the Chiddush to say what? There's no Din Saita. Her Din Saita is only if the other man lives with your wife completely. But if the other man just puts his eva b'makim, your wife, b'makim tashmish, your wife does not become asa to you. So Mar says, that's a machlekes. Ha'niyich l'man diyom ha'ro ze'ach nosas ha'torah. Like we know by a site that we had before, Eshishish is also with ha'ro. You do not have to have a gemar bia. So the question is, what is ha'ro? We're always talking about ha'ro means a tchilas bia, that you're also by ha'royis. And if another man lives with your wife with ha'ro, havada, your wife is also to you. So Shaila is, what is called the beginning of Biyah? What's called a Roh? So according to Man Yomar, it says, Zu hachnosas ha-Torah. Ha-Torah means that's the round ring upon the beginning of the Eva, where the Mokam Amila is. So just the beginning of the Eva goes into it's good. That's called a Roh. So what do we say? When is your wife asked to you? If the other man put his Eva, released the hachnosas ha-Torah. So if the beginning of the Eva went into her. Ma'ashenke, just Nishika. Nishika means less than that. Just the Eva is just touching there, it's like kissing there. That then you're not also. That's good as possible. It says by Saita the Shichva Zeri, you should know that the other man only makes a Neshika there. His Eva only touches the Mokum there, that there's no Issa Saita. Because the Issa Erva is only by Hero, which means Achnosat HaTorah. Elo LeMandiyama, Zu Neshika, according to Mandiyama, no. Hero always means just Neshika, that's all. Yechai Be'yodhi Aroyis, if the man just puts his eva by the makam of tashmis of the isha, even though he doesn't go inside there, just puts it on that makam, just touches there. So ma'ik l'meimer, how could you say then by saita there's no din saita? Why not? There should be a din saita. How about it? She becomes also to you. Elul Marim says, Elul Yoylam l'shekinah lo derech evorim. We're going back to the first trap. The chiddush of the pasuk shichvas there is that you only chayiv if you warn your wife don't live with another man normally. Mashenk, if the other man just touches your wife, touches her evorim, for that she's not osa to you. So the question was, pshita she's not osa to you. For just pshita alone, she's not osa. So Mura says, yes, for Yitzchak, I need the pasuk. Because I would have thought, v'kpeda de baal tali rachmona. The din of a sitter is that the husband gets angry at his wife, she's being with another man, and because the husband is makbid, is angry what she's doing, that's why she becomes osa to him. V'okha kopit? So I would have thought the husband is angry about this also. Her husband does not want another man to touch his wife, to touch his breast, to touch the stomach, to play around. So I would have thought that's enough to make an isasaitam, kamashmula, no. That's why the pasuk says, shichva zera, that your wife is only yosa to you if the other man, mamish, comes into her. And coming in now is saying, asolam achleichis, whatever her raw means. If her raw means nishika, she's also to you if the other man just has nishika with her. If it means achnosis atara, she's only yosa with achnosis atara. Now where's this machleichis like here? Omar Shmuel, her raw, what does her raw mean? Zu nishika. It just means if the man just puts his eva, b'mokim tashmash of isha. Moshul, it's an example, liyodim, shemniach etzpar piv, a man puts his finger upon his mouth. Is yeshesh la yitchoy kabosam. Just by putting it on the outside, you're like pushing the meat. That's called haro also. Not that yach hatorah, not that the mokim amila, the whole round thing has to go inside her, just the tip of it just touches her, and presses against her mokim there, that's called haro, for that alone yichai b'od harois. That's Shmuel Shita. And kiyosu rabba bar bachonam rab yechanan, gemar biya b'shifa charufa, zu achnosat ha-Torah. So it's also raya. What's called gemar biya? Achnosat ha-Torah. Mashma, what's called a tchilas biya? What's called a roh? Just am a neshika. So it's also raya to Shmuel. That's called a neshika. That a roh means a neshika. Alright. So Mura says now, mosiv rab sheshi. The sheshi asked the question. Shich vazera. Is they, what is the, why does the apostle say Sheikh Bazer here? Is they nechayev elo abiyo hamerik. Only like chura means a gemar beer, a full beer. So Rashi says Sheikh Bazer b'shem charufa koi. So why does it say Sheikh Bazer? The chura yoni chayev with the gemar merik. So Rashi says shemazri, the chura only means a gemar beer. So Gemara says, my love merigid. Doesn't mean the whole gid has to go in them into complete bia. So not like we're saying here. Here we just got for the saying by Shifa Charufa, what's called Gemar Bia Achnosas HaTorah. The Chura doesn't mean to say more than that. You have to have the whole Eva go in. Tomorrow says, Loi, Merik HaTorah. Just means the whole HaTorah has to go into her. The HaTorah again, that's the top round part where they make the Mila. So long as the whole HaTorah goes in, Yechayiv HaShifa Charufa. So maybe you do not have to have a Gemar Bia, or maybe this is the pshat, that's called a Gemar Bia. In other words, Haro means Neshika, on the outside altogether. And once you go inside with the Torah, with that Yechayiv. Moses Kiyosli Rav Dima Amar Rav Yechanan. Haro Zuach Nosas HaTorah. No, what's called Haro, not Stam Neshika, not just I'm touching the outside, but you have to have the Torah, the first part of the Eva, go inside it. Omro Lei. They said back to my Rabba Barbachono, Lo Yomar Hochi, did not say like this. Omalu, Iyu Shakroi, Oyano Shakri. And the Chlami, like one of us making a mistake. Is that true? I held this way, you sit over that way. Like the Chlami, like I'm arguing on him. Mor says, Kiyosi Rovin, Omer Rav Yechanan, Haro Zu Achnosas HaTorah, also like this. That Haro is Achnosas HaTorah. And if you do less than Achnosas HaTorah, it's like a potter. That will be said by Aroyis, Yechayiv. With Haro means at least the Atorah, the top part of Yever, has to go inside her. So Mor says, Adarabba. The Mor says, Adarabba bar chono vade polik. He for sure argues on him. Because he said before, not like that, he said before that you have to have, that's called the Gemar B, he said. That's called the Gemar B, Achnos Torah. So after he's saying Haro, Achnos Torah, it's not like him. Adishmu milayma polik. Does he argue on Shmuel also or not? Shmuel before said what? That Haro is Zun Neshika. And here we're saying now, Haro is Achnos HaTorah, so who is arguing? So Mor says, Loi, Min Neshika V'ad Achnos HaTorah Haro Korilo. Maybe it's all the same thing. Haro starts from Neshika, and it continues on until you have Achnos HaTorah. The Gemar B is first after that. So maybe he agrees to Shmuel. Rashi says, "Milayim apligli the Shmuel have yachnosas atar gemarbia." Ule Rovin the shikal al klumi. I do maybe know. Tarvayu bein the Rovin bein the Shmuel are raw ninu. Or maro machor mar machom lepligi. Maybe they both hold that a neshika and achnos haTorah, that's all they are raw. It starts b'shas the neshika and it goes to the end of achnos haTorah. When does the gemar be a complete going in? So maybe it's not a mukher, he has to argue on Shmuel. Vayit kiyosi Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechanan, haRoh zu achnos haTorah. Like we had before, so that's what we paskin. When are you chayv all the rois? You have to have achnos haTorah. Gemar bia mamish. Wherever you meet Shechva Zer, we need a Gemar Bia that means Mamish, no waiver, goes inside it.